Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
All right, here we go. It's week number two of our volleyball broadcast schedule here across the MSD Sports Radio Network. Dialed in on 103.9 KNZA alongside Crendon Prophet, Captain Kirk Kilman in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. Last week we were in the Big East League. This week we are in the Northeast Kansas League. We are at Jefferson County North High School, home of the Chargers. Jackson Heights and Valley Falls in for this NEKL try here this evening. Again, Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tabman, Captain Kirk in studio. We got Jackson Heights and Jefferson County North up first. Well, let's talk about these teams participating tonight. JCN and Jackson Heights, just their second go-around. Jackson Heights, 2-0, they're off to a good start. Jefferson County North, they're 1-1. The Valley Falls, they played in a tournament last week. It was a rough go, and they are 1-9 through 10 games.
Yeah, well, you know what they do have? They have at least all that rust shaken off early. Should be with all that game knowledge and game time that they already have in them. But we know who's going to be the dominant foe today, or at least a dominant foe to look to take down. That's going to be JCN. Jackson Heights has lost their four straight games against JCN in volleyball, and Valley Falls is only an 11-game losing streak that dates back six seasons ago. So both of these teams are going to look for the opportunity tonight to take down the Chargers.
Well, the Chargers have not been part of the league championship discussion since 2019. They have been just on a tear in recent years under head coach David Shuler. Talking to him before we came on the air, this is the most turnover that he has had in his time. Arguably, he's been here for a long time, but a lot of freshmen and sophomores really getting their first taste of the varsity level, and says it's been a challenge trying to mix and match these girls that he has right now.
Yeah, JCN, they've been very successful. Last five straight years, they've had 30-plus wins every season. That's the dominance. But we kind of look at JCN football. They lost a lot of seniors, and they're kind of relying on the lower classmen. And here we're seeing JCN volleyball having to rely on the lower classmen. They got to kind of get themselves in motion here. And, you know, throughout the year, they're going to get more experience. They're going to find their positions on the court and what fits them best. But here's an opportunity for both the Cobras and the Dragons to take down the Chargers.
So we got Jefferson County North and Jackson Heights in our first matchup here tonight. It'll be followed by Jackson Heights and Valley Falls. And then the nightcap, it'll be Valley Falls and Jefferson County North. Thanks again to all of our area sports boosters making our broadcast possible here, not just tonight, but all season long here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Crendon, Brandon, and Kurt back in studio as we are just moments away from the start in this one. And again, we talk about the dominance of Jefferson County North. Last year, they were a match away from reaching the state tournament, but they lost here on this floor to Maranatha Christian Academy in the sub-state championship game, despite having a record of 32-6. You mentioned the 30-plus wins over the last 5 years. 32-6 last year, 2022, they were 33-10 and finished top three at the 2A state tournament. Year before that, 2021, made the state tournament, and NEKL champs, went 33-7. And then the COVID year, 2020, they went 30-5 and won 15 of their 16 NEKL matchups. Again, it's been since 2019 that JCN has not been part of the league championship discussion, but it could be turning a little bit. As I mentioned, with as much turnover as they have had, this could be, you know, a challenging year, at least find some building blocks and some growing pains, so to speak.
Yeah, and also, you know, JCN, the only team out of these three here that have volleyball state championships. Go back to 1976, Class 2A, JCN 1, and then Class 3A in 1986. That's their second title. So a little bit dominant in the way, way past, and they've had a lot of success the past couple of years. In fact, a big game I remember here in this court is in 2022 when Jackson Heights and JCN played in the sub-state championship game. That went to the third set. It was close. I remember the crowd sounding absolutely ecstatic over that game. So we're going to see here, with that being our first matchup here between Jackson Heights and JCN.
All right, we got to step aside for a quick timeout. And Jackson Heights, JCN, the first of three matches tonight right after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, here we go. Match number one. It's the Northeast Kansas League here tonight on 103.9. Our volleyball coverage brought to you by our area sports boosters, Jackson Heights and Jefferson County North. This will both be match number three early on in the season. JCN 1-1 through two matches. Jackson Heights, they are 2-0. They swept Troy last week. So both teams have had a week off and had a little bit of time to get ready for this one.
Yeah, both teams are coming tonight on this late Tuesday and see if they can get this win and get things started off with the first game of meeting Jackson Heights versus Jefferson County North.
All right, here we go. Jackson Heights, we are up top here, top of the bleachers here at JCN. So we got a above-top view for this one here on the varsity court. Chargers closer to us. They'll be hitting to the far side of the floor. White jersey tops. And then the dark green Cobra jersey tops on the far side is Jackson Heights. Again, David Schuler, head coach for Jefferson County North, leading the charge. Again, they have won a piece at least of the NEKL title in each of the last four seasons. 2019, the last time they didn't touch it. But the year before that, 2018, they did. So, again, it's been a dominant run for JCN, but it's much turnover. This is a very young roster, and again, they are off to a 1-1 start, a loss to Horton, and a win against Riverside in that league try last week. Here we go. Jefferson County North will hit first here to the far side of the floor. And for Jefferson County North, looking to see who will serve it, it is Lyra Weiser, a sophomore. And we are underway, the first of three here in the NEKL tonight. And an early whistle and an early violation against the Cobras. And just like that, it is 1-0 Jefferson County North.
Yeah, just got to be, you know, mentally knowing where you're at, how close you are to the net. And, you know, don't want to get your hands tangled up in the whip.
Here is Weiser again. She'll send it across. Low line drive, and it's in there for an ace. It was a diving effort by the libero for Jackson Heights and Layla Cochran, but unable to get it back across. And JCN leads 2-0.
So, well, Layla Cochran, great athlete for Jackson Heights. She's been kind of a do-it-all player here at libero in volleyball, but she's a great pitcher in softball season that comes around.
Multi-sport athlete for sure. Finally, for the first time, Cobras getting on the board. They were able to put something front left of the net, and it was nicely put together by the senior and Taylor Bosley. There's another multi-sport athlete getting the Cobras on the board. It is 2-1. Speaking of Bosley, the senior back to serve, far side hitting to the near side, and a low line drive knuckleball that gets put back to the top of the net, and JCN able to earn the point to make it 3-1.
Yeah, it's Chesney Cochran who's trying to get down on the block, but unfortunately just kind of touched the net on the top.
In Jefferson County North, they have had a week off. They are 1-1. They will go to Riley County and participate in a tournament this weekend. Here we go, back to it. Kind of an awkward hit there by Cochran on the far side and couldn't quite get it back over the net. And another point here for JCN. They have the momentum leading 4-1.
Yeah, I think she was just trying to send a free ball over, but obviously just didn't have enough oomph in it.
Here is Anna Lee Bell, a freshman, doing the serving here for JCN. And finally a good setup there for the Cobras, but it's hit long and out of play by Sherling. And it is now 5-1. JCN in control here in set number one.
Yeah, she was set up nicely on the right side of the net. Just couldn't find that exact placement on the line that she wanted to. She was going for that white line here.
All right, Bell again, the freshman. Cochran goes down to get it. Second hit, now a free ball. Cochran again sends it across. Chargers putting one together. Push it front left to the net. There's the set and the spike, and it's right into the net as Karina Johnson, the sophomore, mishit it. And the Cobras needed that one. They're down 5-2.
You know, one thing I want to point out, compared to last week, we saw a lot of girls who were 6'1", 6'2". We're seeing a lot of 5'8", kind of some lower heights here defending at the net.
There's an ace for Jackson Heights, so back-to-back points for the first time here in set one. As that was Sherling doing the duties there, and it's now 5-3, JCN. Another one hit across. Third try into the net, and it's blocked down and a point for the Cobras. It's Jesney Cochran, the junior, who makes it now a one-point match at 5-4. Defending the net well. And just like that, Cobras got a little bit of life here, getting right back into it. Cobras have it on the attack, trying to catch the Chargers off guard there. Did not work. Now to the front of the net, pushed across with two hands, and back into the corner it lands. Karina Johnson, the sophomore, earning that one for JCN. Their lead is 6-4.
Yeah, you always don't have to be so heavy with the spike. When you see an open spot, just push the ball to it and let it work through the rest.
6-4 our score, just getting going. Set number one. Northeast Kansas League volleyball try here tonight. Valley Falls and Jackson Heights here at Jefferson County North. Good rally here starting. They push it to the backside, slap down, but back there to defend at that time was Bosley for the Cobras. Probably the best rally we have seen to this point. Free ball has to be sent on over by the Chargers, and it's mishit on the far side by Sherling, and into the crowd it goes. And JCN earns that point. They've gone back-to-back here, and their lead back to 3. It's 7-4.
Yeah, teams right now just swinging momentum. It's just about staying consistent and being able to set up your hitters.
Here's another sophomore, Gwen Blattner, doing the serve. And Cobras now on a free ball, get it across. Chargers push it to the backside, and a spike attempt is hit up in the air. Good defense by the Cobras. Second chance hit across. Chargers will try it again. Front of the net, here is Thompson, spike down. That time it was Sherling who defended it well. And now an extra hit by Bryn Shoup. And the Cobras getting that one. Nicely done by Shoup, the junior. And it's now 7-5.
Yeah, Hernandez was trying to get on the dig here for the Chargers, just couldn't get it up and pass it to her teammate.
Far side of the floor, this will be Chesney Cochran, the junior, who will serve. Hernandez going down to get it for the Chargers. Push back across with one hand. Finesse Stiles, front left to back left. And for JC in that time, it was Taylor Schrick who earned that point. 8-5. JCN, they have scored 3 of the last 4 after scoring 5 of the first 6. Sent across by Thompson. The lone junior on the varsity roster. So you look at JCN, one senior, one junior, and the rest are all sophomores and a couple of freshmen. Good defense by the Chargers, but good keep it in between the lines, and that's going to be a point for Jackson Heights. Now makes it 8-6. How many seniors for Jackson Heights? They do got a couple seniors. And there is an ace for the Cobras. Speaking of it, one of those seniors, McKinley Mulroy.
That's something that Jackson Heights has kind of struggled with. I graduated there last year, and let me tell you, our senior class, not very big. Only 20 kids. We only had three girls, I think, go out for volleyball last year. And the year before that, of course, that's the year of your Kaylee Thompson and your Canyon Overding. So Jackson Heights had a very big, heavy senior class. And, of course, we know that GCN, this team, had a very big, heavy senior class last year, too.
JCN getting that point there. Carly Porter, a sophomore, with the spike from the front right part of the net to the back left portion, where the Cobras were trying to defend. 9-7 our score. Jefferson County North leading the Cobras here in set one. Cobras almost got another ace there, but now defending, pushing it to the front left part of the net, tapped across with one hand by Shoup. Chargers now push it front middle, kind of an awkward swing over, and now a whistle and a violation, which I believe gives the point to the Cobras. They have scored three of the last four, and they are within one. It is 9-8. Here is Mulroy again. It is dug up by Schrick. Push front left side of the net. Defended well and out of play. So the point there for Weiser. The sophomore for JCN makes it 10-8. Rotation change here for JCN. Going back to serve is Lakin Kramer. This is a sophomore heavy JCN varsity roster. Their lone senior, the libero, and Kennedy Hernandez. Cobras on the attack. They get it to Shoup and unable to put it down. It was well defended by the Chargers, and they get it back across on a freebie. Here's Shoup again. Kind of a 5 out of 10 there on the hardness scale on that hit. And now we get another whistle and another violation, but this one goes against the Cobras and gives the point to JCN. Their lead is now 11-9. Or wait, did they stop it because the JV ball came into play?
I do believe so.
Okay, so actually it stays 10-9, and I think we get another stoppage before that, or I think it was a service error. So right now they have changed the scoreboard. Not sure where the miss was, but now it's showing 10-10. We will go with what we are seeing there. We were off somewhere. They changed the point at some time in the last 30 or 60 seconds, but Cobra's earning that point, getting it back. 11-10, first lead for Jackson Heights here in this set. They nearly get an ace there, but the Chargers defend it well. Shoup on the back end, digging that one out nicely. Third try, Sherling sends it across, and unable to get it on the backside is Kramer. Cobra's right now, nice little cushion as they're building on a little lead. It is 12-10.
Mentioned Jackson Heights on a four-game losing streak against this JCN team. They're hungry here to try to get this victory today.
They set it up front left side. It's dug up nicely by Sherling, but it's set up and tapped down. That's Weiser, the point for the Chargers. It was set up perfectly for, and it's now back to a one-point affair. It is 12-11, Jackson Heights by one.
Well, call me none the wiser, but when you allow an open hole in a defense like that, that's going to be a pretty easy shot for Lyra to take.
Here is Schrick, the sophomore. Tips the top of the net and then blasting Sherling in the dome. That is a painful ace. 12-12.
Yeah, I saw one of those last week. It's just the worst way to get taken out, man.
Everybody's good. It was a heck of a serve by Schrick. Line drive, clipped the top of the net, and then reflects off Sherling's face and in for an ace. Cobras now want to set it up for Sherling. Her spike is just a skosh long, and Cobras are arguing that it was tipped, and I think it was. Waiting to see, and it's pushed back, and it was tipped. So confirmation is there. So the Cobras do earn that point, and their lead is 13-12. So back and forth we go. Started out early. JCN got out to a good lead, and since then they have played even Stevens. Chargers blocking it at the net, still battling at the net. One by JCN, and down it goes. Good job that time by Bell, the freshman, and then also Karina Johnson, who was part of that. 13-13.
Jackson Heights and JCN last year, they played two matchups. JCN won both in the first set. Win was 25-21 and 25-11. The second game is 25-16, 25-20.
Well, this one is close as we're about the halfway point here in the first set. That one hit a few times and unable to get it and save it on a third one. That one's put in by Chesney Cochran for Jackson Heights, making it 14-13. We have alternated the last four.
Yeah, basically it's just either the Chargers or the Cobras just trying to find momentum here, and what a perfect better place here in the middle of the game.
Chargers setting it up. There's the spike and the kill. Maybe the best set play we've seen so far for JCN, and it's the sophomore Karina Johnson putting that one home, and we're tied at 14.
Yeah, Bryn Shoup is trying to go for it with just the right arm alone, but just couldn't bump it.
14-14 tie here in set one. Jackson Heights and Jefferson County North. Here is the freshman, Annalie Bell. trying to serve or was set to it. The JV ball comes rolling across, so they have to reset here. Bell spins it, sends it across with the right hand. Cobras push it to the front of the net and get it back across. Now the Chargers again. Nice dig by the Cobras defense back line. Now it's Sherling who gets blocked at the net, put down by the front line of the JC and Chargers there. And right now they take the lead back. It's 15-14. They've scored now three of the last four.
Yeah, I haven't seen a whole lot of blocks. Riley Thompson here, the junior, great on the attack on the line.
Here is Sherling again, diving effort for the Chargers. Nicely done by Hernandez that time defensively for the Chargers. Cobras trying to set it up to the front of the net. Now it's awkwardly hit over. Now the Chargers try to set one up. Good diving effort by Shoup to keep it alive here for the Cobras. Another good battle, and it's put down by Sherling again, the junior. And we are locked up 15-15 here in set one.
And they've been trying to set up Sherling in that same spot this entire set, and right there they finally get that opportunity, and she finally hits the open hole with the kill shot.
Last week we noticed, I think, a lot of team play, like good bump, set, spike combinations. This one's just been a little bit, I don't want to say awkward, as we get a whistle and I think another point here for Jackson Heights, but it's almost like they're playing street ball out there. They're just kind of going, you know?
Well, there's a lot of, we saw last week, is a lot of seniors and a lot of richness and a lot of good mentorship from those levels to kind of help those younger girls get going, and that's what we don't see here. We're not seeing a lot of seniors that have been on this team for either side for that long a time, maybe 1-2 years starting max for some of these girls.
And another stoppage and another free point given up. This time JCN earns it, and it's now 16-16. So we have seen a lot of mistakes on both sides. And free points across the board as JCN will do a little bit of a line change here. Gwen Blattner, a sophomore, set to serve. And she swings it on through. Sherling up top, pushing it to Shoup up front, tipped in the air. JCN back to the attack. Here's Thompson on the kill. Diving effort by Bosley to keep it alive. Free ball sent across, and it's deflected down. Riley Thompson, good defense. Puts that one away, 17-16, JCN.
Saw her dominance on the last block. Here it is once again, right in the middle this time. And she finds a nice spot. It was McKinley Muller who was trying to get it over. And her back was turned to where the ball was blocked. No one was there to defend it.
Blattner nearly got an ace, but it's sent across, but it's going to be out of play. Miss hit by Bosley, and it's now 18-16. So three straight now for the Chargers. Blattner doing a good job here serving, and they lead it by two. Another serve. Line drive knuckleball. Batted around a couple times. Now sent across by Sherling. Diving effort. Another diving effort. Third try. Can they get it across? And it hits the top of the basketball hoop.
What better
Which
defense?
Which probably kept it from going over.
What better defense than your own home court? I mean, that's rough. Just a great rally from JCN, nearly getting it over. I believe it was Thompson the last hit, but just went too high up in the air, hit the basketball goal, and then went and came back.
Well, there's a miss hit on the serve by Chesney Cochran, and that gives the point back to JCN. It's 19-17. Chargers with the serve and the lead. It's been a good set number one here between these two. Here's Riley Thompson, the lone junior here on the varsity roster, and it goes long, and she gives up a free point there, 19-18 on the service air. Another line change here for JCN. Couple here new on the back line. McKinley Mulroy, a senior for the Cobras, set to serve far side to near side. Sends it across. Dug up by Blattner, pushing it in front of the net. Weiser spiking it down. Good defense. Now a battle at the net. I think it's won again by Thompson. Or correction, that was Weiser this time for JCN with the defense. 20-18.
And Jack Knight's getting under the net.
They blew it dead anyways, despite it would have been the Chargers' point to begin with. Here is Lakin Kramer, a sophomore, who will serve for JCN, leading it by two late here in set one. Cobras to Shoup. Spike attempt is there. No one home. Right over that front line and right in front of the back line. Much needed point for the Cobras. Now within one, it is 20-19.
Shoup and Sherling, they've been the shooters tonight for the Jackson Heights Cobras, and there goes Shoup to serve it off here, now one by point.
So Shoup with the serve. Hernandez digging it. Left side it goes. There's the spike, and delivery put down by Taylor Schrick. 21-19, emphatic there for Jefferson County North. We have alternated the last 7 points between these two.
I haven't seen a whole lot of big kill shots here tonight. Schrick right there. Awesome, great opportunity. getting set up and then taking a beautiful shot.
And we finally get our first time out here late in set number one, and it's been a good one so far. Jefferson County North leading set one, 21-19 over Jackson Heights. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Volleyball.
I'm Rod Whitmer with Farmer State Bank, and I'm an ag loan officer. An ag line of credit from Farmer State Bank here in Houlton provides working capital when you need it most, whether it be for equipment repairs, fuel expenses, seed, fertilizer, feed, labor, and other ag input costs, harvest expenses, and more. We're here to help. Give us a call at Farmer State Bank, ask for Rod Whitmer, and we'll get you started.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kirk Hillman in studio, Crendon Prophet with me. We also got myself, Brandon Tabman, high school volleyball here on KNZA. Right now, JCN leading Jackson Heights 21-19, set one, match one. It's been a good one so far here between the Chargers and the Cobras. And right out of the timeout, service error for JCN as Schrick goes into the net, and the Cobras back to within one. It is 21-20.
Yeah, Schrick,
a lot of free points given up.
Schrick just had an amazing kill shot in the left corner there, had a great opportunity to help her team, you know, flush out and end this first set here, but she couldn't take that chance.
And another service there, that one long. I believe it was Jennifer Mellies who tried that one and nearly got it on the line, but just a skosh too strong, and it is 22-20. JCN by two with the serve back.
A lot of service errors in this game.
Weiser with the serve. This time it's put up nicely for the Cobras, who tap it across on a third one and kind of an awkward hit, but it goes down anyways for Chesney Cochran. And we continue to alternate points. It's 22-21.
Isn't the saying slow and steady wins the race? Because that was a slow roller right down the net. Right down.
Kind of hung up on the net a little bit. Kind of crawled across it a little bit. A near ace up against the net. Down it goes. And the Cobras tie it at 22. 22-22 here in set one. You got to win by two.
An opportunity for the senior, Taylor Bosley.
And head coach David Schuler has seen enough. He's going to burn a TO. It's a big-time moment here. Set one, we're deadlocked at 22-22, JCN and Jackson Heights here on KNZA. Another 30-second break, and we're back right after this.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Houlton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, we got a good rally to start. It's hit across the other side, but I think JCN under the net there, and that's going to give the Cobras the lead at 23-22 as they have scored three straight after being down 22-20. Trying to rally to take this first set here on the road. Chargers trying to get one set at the net, hits the top of the net, but Bosley able to get it back up in the air. Now a long free ball sent across by the Cobras. Chargers front middle of the net. There's the spike, well defended. Now it's popped back into the air. Chargers again will send it across with Johnson into the net. And another stoppage of play, and it is set point right now for the Cobras, 24-22. Another timeout, but we'll keep it right here.
Yeah, no, great spot for the Jackson Heights Cobras. We saw the timeout taken by JCN when it was 22-22. Now they're going to take another timeout here, 24-22. Obviously, you don't want to let Jackson Heights have the opportunity to win this first set. Just kind of briefing the last time Jackson Heights beat JCN, it was in 2022 in September the 13th, so not too far of a different time from this. Jackson Heights was able to win that first set 25-15, and then they proceeded to lose the second set 23-25, so were able to conclude the third set with a 25-20 victory. So Jackson Heights, if they do maybe somehow can pull this one out and get JCN up to the four-game losing streak, maybe we might see a similar pattern to how they won 2 years ago.
Here is set point out of the timeout here for Jackson Heights. Far side, the senior and Taylor Bosley will send it across. JCN has to rally now to take set one. Push it front left side of the net. Tips in the air. Good defense by the Cobras up. Chargers try it again. There's the spike, and it is in there. It stayed inside the line, and JCN, a clutch hit from Karina Johnson to keep it alive. It's 24-23. JCN still needs this next point. You got to win by two. Cobras take this one. They'll take set one. Here is Bell, the freshman. Sends it across. Dug up by Cochran. Pushing it to the front of the net. Tipped up in the air. Now on a free ball. Chargers have to get it across. They do. Here's Bosley. Front of the net. They set it up. There's the spike. Well defended by the Chargers. Still battling at the net. Pushed across. Now scrambling is the Chargers. Third try. Sent across with one hand. Good rally here in what could be the final point in set one. Cobras now a free ball. Send it across. Chargers set it up. Front of the net. Front left. Here's the set. There's the spike. And it's dug up by Bosley. How about this rally? Probably the best one so far. Another set and spike, and it's too long. Riley Thompson had it set front of the net, and it goes into the bleachers, and that will end set one as Jackson Heights rallies to take it 25-23. We'll step aside for a timeout. Set two is coming your way next. You're listening to High School Volleyball.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local
this
pharmacist?
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy. 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
High school volleyball here on KNZA, brought to you by our area sports boosters and Brandon Prophet alongside Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman as well. Good first set between these two. Jefferson County North, Jackson Heights. Chargers got off to a good start. Cobras came back. Once we got to about 9-8 at one point, basically back and forth the entire first set. Ultimately, Jackson Heights able to rally late after being down 22-20 to get that set one win.
Yeah, hit it right on the target. I don't know, Brandon, if you've ever been on a teeter-totter or a rocking horse.
I'm sure at some point in my life I was.
That's probably what it felt like going through that set right there for both teams, just back and forth, back and forth. We came there to the final where it was 22-22. We saw that timeout from JCN, and it was 24-22. Jackson Heights with that two-point lead. JCN tries to get another timeout. They bring it within one to 24-23, but unfortunately, Riley Thompson, who is perfectly up, just couldn't get the spike a little too hefty on the air and speed on it, just trying to hit it. It went out of bounds, just an unfortunate hit. But tell you what, that was a great rally from both teams. It finally felt like that both teams were finally in that rhythm, in that sync. There was some off-speed hits and then also some great sets. So hopefully we can see some more of that play here between these two teams.
There we go. Start up set number two, which now Jefferson County North needs. Both teams have switched sides, so Cobras now hitting from the near side to the far side, and we get a whistle. Stoppage of play, another violation this time against the Cobras. And just like set number one, JCN scores first, and they lead it 1-0. One of the things that really stood out to me in that first set was really a lot of unforced points kind of given up by both teams throughout times. You would maybe think a little bit cleaner of maybe a second set here as we are off and running. Jackson Heights won the first set 25-23, and now they're in a 2-0 deficit here early on in set two.
Yeah, a lot of that comes down to service errors. I mean, right here, Weiser, she's got a great opportunity to keep racking up some points early on here for JCN in this set, but just try to keep it above the net. That's all she got to do.
So far side of the floor, it was a near ace by Weiser. But the Cobras defense able to get it back across. Chargers on the spike. It's M. Bosley up front. And tapped across by Chesney Cochran, but a diving save by Karina Johnson. Best rally here through the first few points in set number two. There's the set, there's the spike, and there's the kill. And that time it's Anna Sherling, the junior, gets one on the board for the Cobras. It's now 2-1.
And that rode the back line. Just great placement on the hit.
I feel like we have called Sherling's name a lot throughout the first set and change here of tonight's action. Cobras, third try, they get it across. Chargers pushing it front of the net. There's the set, there's the spike, and there's the kill. That time for Karina Johnson. 3-1. So JCN, just like set one, off to a pretty good start. They led the first set 5-1, but ultimately in the end, Cobras won that first set 25-23.
Just can't let it teeter-totter.
There is an ace. Chesney Cochran makes it 4-1. So playing out just like that first set. JCN off to a good start. They've scored four of the first five. Cochran again sends it across. Cobras awkward on the setup there. It was mishit by Mulroy trying to set up Shoop on the front left portion of the net. Her setup there just went out of play, and it's now 5-1.
Yeah, just a little high up on the setup. It almost looked like it was getting set for the ref there. So I just want to correct that.
So from the back line, it was a third hit, and Sherling just tried to get it across and kind of an awkward swing there. And JCN now out to a 6-1 lead here in set number two, just like that. Cochran with the serve. It is Mulroy pushed across by Cochran. Chargers far side on the defense, now tapped across, tipped in the air. Mulroy pushed to the left side, and now Shoot popping it across, and another whistle and another stoppage of play. And another free point for JCN. Their lead is 7-1. Not sure what we missed there. But a couple of unforced points given up by the Cobras, and they're down in an early hole here in set two, and it continues to build as another miss hit by Brent Shoop into the net on an awkward kill attempt there from the front left portion of the net. Jackson Heights, they have seen enough here. Calls a timeout. It is 8-1 JCN here, just like that. In set number two, we'll keep it right here. Again, Kirk Hillman, Crittenden Prophet, Brandon Tabman here at Jefferson County North High School. First of three matches tonight in the NEKL. It'll be Jackson Heights, Valley Falls after this one, and the late one will be Valley Falls and Jefferson County North. But again, Cobras came back late, took the first set 25-23, but it almost looks like a completely different JCN team here in set two out to an 8-1 lead.
Yeah, that's because they're starting to click. And Jackson Heights, they're just not getting the sets that they want. They've been trying to set up Shoop and Sherling like they were doing in that first set. But this time, it's just too low, and the missed timing on the hits, it's going straight into the web. And obviously, you want to get it over the net if you want to score some points. JCN, they're just doing a great job. We saw a lot of service errors. It feels like, you know, no matter who it was on this Jefferson County roster, who's a great player, they'd get behind that serve, and then they just hit it straight into the net. And you just don't want that kind of error and fault. But right here, they're clicking and doing really great, especially with Bell back there at serve.
All right, here we go. Out of the timeout, the freshman Bell with the serve. Cobras trying to set one up here for Shoop, kind of leaning back on that spike attempt, not much behind it, and the Chargers able to defend, and then a double hit at the front of the net, and the Cobras desperately needed that. Johnson with a miss hit, and it's now 8-2.
Yeah, Jackson Heights just called that timeout, and so kind of trying to maybe get themselves in a little bit of a mental rhythm here with Chesney Cochran to serve.
One of the handful of juniors on this Cobras roster, and she goes way, way out of play there on the spike, or I should say on the serve attempt. And the service error now gives another point to JCN, now 9-2 their lead. And it will be Gwen Blattner, sophomore, to go back to serve, far side and near side. Good crowd on hand, good support. JCN fans here tonight.
I mentioned every time I've been here, for no matter what it is, it just feels like a great crowd out here in JCN.
Good setup there. Jackson Heights, that's Jennifer Mellies, the sophomore. Makes it 9-3. A little bit cleaner of a look here for the Cobras out of that timeout. And they've scored two of the last three out of that timeout. So a little bit something going for them. And the announcer curse right into the net on the serve for Mulroy. And it's now 10-3.
Yeah, we saw Chesney Cochran, the Cobras, served it straight into the net. There, Mulroy right into the net. Jackson Heights got to get, you know, they're getting the opportunities to roll the tide here. But unfortunately for them, they're kind of flushing themselves back.
Very good serve by Riley Thompson, and that's going to be an ace. It was mishandled on the back line and nearly got up on top of us here, on top of the bleachers on that miss hit. Right now, 11-3 is the JCN lead.
You don't want me hitting it back.
No. I just got to keep it in play. So JCN right now in control. Mulroy with the serve. Or correction, Mulroy on the defense there for the Cobras. Now the Chargers at the front of the net, and they win that one. That was good defense by Carly Porter, who kept it in play for the Chargers. They ultimately get the point, and their lead is now 12-3.
Yeah, that got me thinking, Brandy. You think Kurt would be the bump, you'd be the set, and I'd be the spike, or how do you think that would work?
Well, Kurt, you could argue Kurt back in studio. He could be all three, but I don't know. I might be like the assistant coach on the sideline there. There's a miss hit by the Chargers there. Point for the Cobras. They need them. They'll take any of the free points they can get. They're down 12-4 here in set number two, and you feel the sense of urgency for JCN after kind of letting that one slip away in set one, now needing this one to force the third, and they're once again off to a good start here. Chargers set it up. There's the set. There's the spike, but it was Sherling who defended it well. Hernandez, the libero, setting it up for the Chargers. Battle with the net, and it's won by the Cobras. Good defense by Bosley, keeping the hands active, and it is now 12-5. First time here in this set that the Cobras have scored back-to-back points. It is Shoup to serve, sends it across, pushed to the front of the net, battle at the net. Cobras defended it well. Now they set it up for Sherling. What a backline save by the Chargers defense. That was Blattner, it was Blattner who kept that one alive. Now Sherling front left, taps it with the left, and a couple of diving efforts, and unable to finish it off is, I believe that was Porter defensively for JCN, but ultimately the Cobras have now scored three straight. They're to within half of what they need, 12-6. Chargers setting it up front of the net. There's the spike, and it's mishit on the set attempt there by Mulroy. JCN stops that little run there for the Cobras. It's now 13-6. So the Chargers will go back to serve. Well, since that timeout, we have pretty much played even ball. It was 9-2 at one point. There's a battle at the net, pushed up in the air, and I think that's a miss hit there for the Chargers. A lift, I believe, is the call. So Cobras get that point. And just like that, they're within 13-7. They have scored four of the last five. This will be Mellies, the sophomore, to serve here. Lifts and fires. Chargers on the back line, pushing it to the front. Now right side of the net. Slapped across and down, but out. The Cobras catch a break there. A diving effort by Mellies would have been unsuccessful, but she pulled her hands back, and it landed out, and it's now 13-8.
Yeah, she lifted up with a smile and throw to her head coach and go, thank you for not going for that one.
Thought about it, but made the right call. She'll serve it again. And it's missed hit by Hernandez on the back line, and that'll be an ace. 13-9. Here come the Cobras again.
Already a timeout, JCN.
Well, JCN's seen enough of this run. Six of the last seven have been scored by the Cobras, and they are within four. It's 13-9. We are in set two, one that JCN needs. They have a four-point lead right now. It's high school volleyball. We're back in 30 seconds.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jackson Heights here in set two. Coming back. They were down big early, but now find themselves down just 13-9. Brandon Tamman, Crendon Prophet, Kirk Hillman. First of three matches tonight here inside the NEKL. We're at Jefferson County North High School, and right now, Cobras get another one. Miss hit on the front line for JCN. And Gwen Blattner couldn't get it over on a third try, and it's now 13-10. Here come the Cobras.
Yeah, slowing their way back into this one. See what the Chargers have in response.
And this is a very young JCN roster, and there's an ace. How about Jennifer Mellies with a nice run here, and it's 13-11 just like that. We got a completely different set here going right now.
Yeah, she's already got two aces for herself in this little run she's got going.
Five in a row, eight of the last nine have been scored by the Cobras. Got nearly another ace, but a third try is sent back over, and I think we get a whistle and a stoppage of play. What'd they call there?
Point for Jackson Heights, that's where they were pointing to, okay. I think. There was someone who was on the net.
So it is now 13-12. JCN, in the blink of an eye, had a 12-4 lead evaporate quickly. And there's a service error. Needed to stop the run there for JCN, so it's now 14-12. Well, that was a nice burst with Mellies there on the back line, and that stopped the bleeding, but six straight and nine of the last 10 there before that one had been scored by Jackson Heights.
That's the run that Cobras needed to stay in this game.
Well, there's an ace for JCN. That was hit by Schrick. Cobras couldn't handle it, so now it's 15-12. Back-to-back points here for JCN, as they need this set to force the third. Jackson Heights was down 22-20 in set one, but came back to win it 25-23. There's the set, and there's the defense up front for the Chargers. That is Anna Lee Bell and also Lyra Weiser on the defense.
Yeah, the sophomore and the freshman, Bell being the freshman, Weiser being the sophomore. Great underclassmen there, just making plays up on the net.
After that run, three straight, and there's another ace. So JCN has come right back with four straight and have built it back to a five-point advantage here, 17-12 here in set two. And Schrick, the sophomore, will go too strong, and it's a service error, 17-13.
See if Jackson Heights can go on another run here, or JCN, see if they can shut them down off the first serve.
So the Cobras will have Bosley serving here. There's a diving effort, another diving effort. Third try sent across. Good job by the back line there for the Cobras. And now a couple of awkward hits, and a third try there is sent across by Sherling for the Cobras. Good dive by the Cobras here. Chargers want to set it up front of the net, but it's dug up nicely by Shoup. It's high in the air, hits off the basketball hoop, and stays in play. And it's sent across by Sherling and somehow falls through the double arms there of the two defenders. And after all that and dealing with the basketball hoop, the Cobras get the point, and it's 17-14. Bosley again will send it across. Chargers down to a knee. Another one down to a knee. Battle at the net. Cobras have it on their side, and now it's sent across by Sherling. Hit up in the air a couple times and out of play, and it's 17-15. Three straight for Jackson Heights.
Just like that first set, it's a teeter-totter back and forth. JCN thought they put a brick on that teeter-totter, keeping it weighted down for them in the second set, but Jackson Heights, they lifted that weight up, and they're coming back here. I guess you call it the commentator's curse as they disallow a service error.
Bosley right into the net, so JCN now back by three. 18-15 here in set two. Chargers need it to force a third. Jackson Heights won the first set 25-23. Far side of the floor, serving is Weiser for the Chargers. Cobras to the front, Mulroy, there's the set, there's the spike, and a couple of dives, unable to get there, and that point put down by Chesney Cochran, and it's now 18-16.
Yeah, it was Thompson was trying to block it, but it came right off her right hand like a curveball, just went straight to the right, and no one could get to it.
So Sherling to serve, and it's going to be an ace. Chargers a little flustered there, and it's now 18-17.
Wondering when you might see another timeout here from the Chargers. It's been a little bit.
And at one point, this was a 12-3 Jefferson County North lead. Another defensive effort put down by the Cobras, and that time Chesney Cochran has tied it at 18 apiece.
Well, the coach this time, he's standing up, so might see a timeout here if the Cobras like this next point.
Cobras trying to come back, and they now have the lead. It's another ace. 19-18, Jackson Heights. Battle at the net, and JCN going to get that one. 19-19. Well, partner, we had 20-19 in the first set. We got 19-19 here in set two, so it's coming right down to the wire once again, but JCN needs it. Cobra set it up. There's the spike, and it's in there. It's a late call, but I think that's going to be a point for Jackson Heights as Chesney Cochran finds the deepest part of the corner. Or no, they're going to say it's – what was the call there, sir?
I think that they're going to say it's JCN's ball. It must have went out of bounds. I mean, for a second there, I thought she put it on a dime. In
well, the official with the flag on the back end pointed down like it was in, but they do say it's going to be JCN point. So it's 20-19. Another whistle and another free point, I believe, for Jackson Heights.
No, McKinley Mulroy came in nicely and was able to hit it straight down. It rode the net off the arm of a Chargers player and just went straight on the ground. I think the Chargers player even went into the net as well.
Okay, so now we got 20-20. And a service error that time for Cochran. 21-20, JCN.
Yeah, it's the second service error.
They had this same lead in set one. But the Cobras would win it 25-23. So eerily similar to how the first set played out. Another close one here, but JCN needs it. There's the serve. Cobras on the defense. Mulroy up front. Now Shoup, spike. Defended well by the Chargers. They get a chance to set one up. There's the spike. One hand hit in the air and then off the rafters, put to the front of the net, and a free ball by Melly's keeping it alive for the Cobras. Chargers again, a little tap shot into the net and out of play, and the Cobras have tied it at 21 apiece. Good rally there.
You know, you think you'd really consider it home court advantage, but Jackson Heights has scored twice when the ball has hit the ceiling, and JCN has given up a point when their ball has hit the ceiling.
21-21. Set number two. Jackson Heights trying to rally for a win here, but they're scrambling on this play and can't get it across. 22-21, JCN. They had this exact lead in set one, but could not hold on. Now the Chargers are back to serve with Thompson. Sends it across, and it's going to be a near ace. Hits off the net, and a third try somehow gets across. Not sure how the Cobra saved it, and now they're surprised that the Chargers kept it alive. Here's a set. Here's a spike. There's a dig on the back line. Chargers battling at the net. It's hit under the net, and it's going to be a point, I believe, for the Cobras.
Oh, my gosh, the one-hander by Taylor Bosley to get that one over. That was massively impressive.
I was waiting. The scorekeeper was a little bit late getting that one up, so it was a point for Jackson Heights, I believe. The scoreboard does say 22-22.
Looks like the referees are going to talk about it. They're having to explain it to a player.
JCN's libero, Kennedy Hernandez, the lone senior on this roster, trying to get an explanation from the side official there atop the net. And head coach David Shuler, whatever the call was, he is not happy.
Just a little frustration, and that frustration is going to cause a timeout from JCN as we see another timeout at 22-22.
22-22 indeed. Set two to the number here. We'll take a timeout. Ooh. Back in 30 seconds on KNZA.
Tis the season at Wilson Tire and Holton.
No, not that season. It's rebate season.
So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexen, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check us out online at wilsontireks.com.
Rebate offers are subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Jackson Heights 25-23 over JCN in set one. After the timeout here in set two, we are deadlocked at 22 apiece. Cobras will have the serve. The junior Bryn Shoup doing the honors here. Sends it across to the far side of the floor. Chargers push it near side. Tap down. And I think a violation again, either under or over the net, was the Chargers.
Carly
and I think
Porter.
That was Carly Porter. And now Jackson Heights 23-22. Once again, rallying late. But can they pull it off to finish a sweep? Chargers get it across. Dug up there by Mulroy. Now tapped across with one hand. The Chargers were ready for that one. Here's the set. Here's the spike. And another whistle.
Looks like there was an error against Carly Porter. 25 was the number that they held up.
So, yeah, it is now match point for Jackson Heights.
Porter's had back-to-back errors for JCN.
So JCN in danger of losing here in straight sets. Here we go. Cobras get it. Front left of the net. There's the spike. Well defended, but it's out of play. And Jackson Heights, after being down 12-3 early in this set, they come back and win it 25-22, and they sweep Jefferson County North to kick off our night. We'll step aside for a timeout, come back and recap. Match number one is Jackson Heights sweeps Jefferson County North here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
At Bergston Insurance in Holton, we've recently helped multiple families save hundreds of dollars on their insurance premiums. With summer activities coming up, how would these savings benefit you and your family? Don't let insurance stress your finances. Let's make shopping it easy for you. Call Bergston Insurance in Holton right now at 364-3771. Bergston Insurance. Count on us, a name you can trust.
This Saturday, September 14th, join us for the We Are Stronger Together Street Festival and Art Walk in downtown Holton. From 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., enjoy local art, live music from Copper Pedals and Easy Pieces, plus family fun with vendors, bounce houses, and a touch of truck experience with fire and EMS. Come together for cancer and mental health awareness, because we are stronger together. See you this Saturday at the Holton Square, hosted by the HCH Foundation and the Jackson County Art Council.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school volleyball here on KNZA, presented by our sports boosters, alongside Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tabman, Kirk Kilman in studio. Here at Jefferson County North High School, and not once but twice, Crendon, Jackson Heights rallying in their two-set win. Of course, down late, and I say down, 22-20. It's not like you're down a huge deficit, but you're late. You need some points late. They do that. They beat the Chargers 25-23. And then JCN, they come out like gangbusters in set number two. They take a 12-3 lead. Chargers saying, hey, we want to force the third set. Well, not so much. A huge run for Jackson Heights. We get to the latter end of it. It's close once again. It's 19-19. And at 22-21, JCN had a lead. Four straight points for Jackson Heights. And they come away with a sweep, and they're now 3-0.
Yeah, another big thing is Jackson Heights came into today losing four straight games, four straight matchups, specifically against Jefferson County North. The last time they won was September 13th, so 3 days away from that date, in 2022. And in that set, it was 25-15, 23-20, and then 25-20. So Jackson Heights, they forced that third set, but not here. They were able to take it back and win in just two sets to sweep. They have an opportunity here to go against the Dragons and kind of repeat the same thing. We saw a lot of things, a lot of great things from both teams. I think there was a lot of trouble setting the ball up for their playmakers, especially with Shoup and Schirling from Jackson Heights, getting them in opportune positioning to get good spikes. Really, things just started clicking when Melis on that last set, Jennifer Melis, when she was there, they had that big point swing to her, and she had two aces in that rally. So Jackson Heights did a phenomenal job coming back, almost slipped away, but they were able to slow their right back in, win set two. Just a great first game victory that puts the Jackson Heights at 3-0 on the year.
Yep, 3-0 overall. They're 2-0 in league play, again, still very early on in the year. The second set, what really stood out, again, Jackson Heights, they get down 12-3 early. And then they had three separate runs after that. They had a stretch right after that. There was a timeout called. Jackson Heights, they come back and score 9 of 10 points at one time. JCN followed that, getting a few in a row. And then after that, they had another run where they scored 8 of the next 9 points. And then JCN kind of evened it out a little bit. And then again, we mentioned 22-21, or even I'll go even one back, 21-20. And at that point, you see Jackson Heights scoring 6 of the last 8 points, essentially, down the stretch. So, again, three huge runs after getting down early, and that's kind of the nature of this game sometimes. It's just all about the runs.
Yeah, and also Jackson Heights, the most senior-heavy team here coming in tonight. They have 4 seniors on their roster compared to Jefferson County North, who only has 1 senior, and then when Valley Falls comes up, they only have 3 seniors. So Jackson Heights, with a little bit of the richness in the top level, and then some good experience in the juniors and sophomores. Unfortunately, here for Jefferson County North, they kind of have to rely on the other classmen, but they shouldn't hold their head low. They're going to be facing Valley Falls and set in game number 3, so they'll have an opportunity to come back and take on those Dragons, which right now JCN has a 11-game winning streak that spans 6 seasons against the Dragons. So hopefully for them, they can keep that going. But for the Dragons, let's see if we can see a second snap happen tonight.
Yeah, it's been a tough start here for Valley Falls. They played in a very tough tournament last Saturday at Jefferson West. They lost all 6 of their matches. So that was a little bit different style of a tournament. It was basically everybody playing against each other, and then your first, second, and third place was just based off records, so they didn't go out of pool play into a bracket style or anything like that. There were, again, X amount of teams there. You play everybody. Your record is your record. Valley Falls went 0-6 on Saturday at that Jeff West tournament. Losses to Santa Fe Trail, Hiawatha, Horton, Jeff West, Royal Valley, and St. Mary's. Hey, we saw Royal Valley last week. They won that tournament at Jeff West, and we were praising what we saw from them. They could be a big-time player in the Big East, obviously winning that tournament at Jeff West over the weekend. But, again, Valley Falls, again, it's been a tough start. They're 1-9, but they do have a win in league play. That was against Oskaloosa last week. All right, we got to step aside for a quick break. We got about a guesstimation here, maybe 10, 11, 12 minutes or so. We're going to step aside. Kurt's going to handle it in the studios here for the time being as we get set for our second match. But it'll be Jackson Heights and Valley Falls for match number 2 of 3 here tonight. And again, a good one in the first setup here, and it was Jackson Heights sweeping Jefferson County North. 2 close ones, 25-23 and 25-22. We'll kick it back to the studios. Kurt will take it for about 10 minutes, and then we're back after that for Jackson Heights and Valley Falls. Keep it locked. It's high school volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.